You're listening to SBS News.
You know, you look at our life expectancy and it's something that we have to talk about. I've had my funeral plan written out since I was a young teenager and I thought that was normal.
And he had his last two breaths and I was there with him and it was traumatizing. Yes, I knew my dad was dying, but I kind of took it for granted thinking, no, he'll come around. He always did.
Everyone at some point or another will lose someone or something they love. Loss, grief, and healing. I'm Katrina Stirrett, and Living Loss is a new series by SBS News, exploring grief across different cultural contexts.
When we are alive, our children need to go back to country. We don't have a place. We are refugees in our own country.
The person I considered my best friend has decided that for some reason doesn't want to speak to me or be involved with me in any way anymore.
But there are still taboos around death.
There's still a big avoidance in the, whether it's in Sydney, Chinese community or in Hong Kong or Southern China. They always try to avoid talking about death because they do believe it's bringing in bad luck.
So how do we navigate this fear and what role does our culture play?
We give grief a place, you know, and we call that sorry business. It's ceremony, it's sacred time. So my grandmother always used to remind us, the living belong with the living, the dead belong with the dead.
You can listen to Living Loss at sbs.com.au/news/listen or on your favourite podcast app.